A new episode with Heroes of Faith, and with his great Bishop Yusuf. We thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us today. Last episode, Sayyidina, we were talking about Saint Athanasius, the real, or the bearer of the title of Hero of Faith. Today, I would like to ask another question about Saint Athanasius. Saint Athanasius was amazing when he started to receive this title for his work when he was just very young, an adult, a young youth, or a, just early in his age. How we can teach our kids to be like Saint Athanasius?
Actually, I like to mention here a story about Saint Athanasius. When actually Pope Alexandros was sitting in his room, and he watched some young children play together. And what they were playing, actually they were playing baptism. So a little child was baptizing, you know, other children. And he performed the ritual of baptism with all accuracy. And Pope Alexandros called this little child and talked with him, and actually this was Saint Athanasius. Which actually, from this story, we can learn many, many things about Saint Athanasius. How his family taught him the fear of God, and the love of the church, and the love of the tradition of the church, the sacraments of the church, the baptism, and how they taught him even the details of the rituals. And they planted in him the love of the church. Many families try to force on their children, you know, to come to the church, but they don't introduce the church in a loving way. That's why the children, when they feel they are forced to go to the church, they will go until maybe age of 13, 14, 15. Then actually when they have the will to say no, they will say no. It's very, very important to instill in our children the love of the church. And the children actually in this young age are like Saint Athanasius. I'm sure you saw many, many little children when they were praying, they were playing, you know, the symbols, and maybe they are going around the table like Abuna doing the procession of incense. So the church and the liturgy with its beauty, it's like audiovisual, you know, and we can actually make the church very, very attractive to our children if we instill in them the love of the church, like, you know, what happened with Saint Athanasius. And this will not happen unless if we learn our children the love of the church, if we ourselves as parents, we love the church, and our children saw in us the love of the church. And again, we should not speak negatively about the church. Many times we give two contradicting messages. We say the church to our children, I want you to come to the church, I want you to take communion, I want you to serve as a deacon. But at the same time, our children hear us, the church is too long, it's boring, we fast 2/3 of the year, you know. So we are giving the children here two contradicting messages. That's why the church end up not loving the church. The children end up not loving the church. So this story about Saint Athanasius teaches us as adults and as parents how to plant in our church, in our children, the love of the church.
In another situation, Sayyidina, in the life of Saint Athanasius, is he two opposite actions. Saint Athanasius went to the place of Rome, and he stopped the king in his way, and he was strong in facing the problem. And in another action, when they were searching for him, and they were looking for him, and they asked, if you have seen Saint Athanasius, he said, he's not far from you. I always get puzzled, how we can have this wisdom in responding to the questions and what time.
I think the answer is in your question, actually. The word wisdom is the key. When I should say this and when I should say that, when I speak and when I am silent. But this wisdom should be a heavenly wisdom, wisdom from God, not earthly wisdom. Wisdom inspired and guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. Saint Athanasius felt there is a mission for him, and his mission to defend the faith is not over yet. Definitely he was not afraid of death. Definitely he was willing to die for Christ. He endured suffering and persecution. I think he was exiled 5 times in his life. And this shows how he was willing to suffer and to carry the cross joyfully for Christ. So actually when they asked him, where is Athanasius? And he told them, he is not far from you. He was not actually afraid of this, but through the direction of the Holy Spirit, he realized that he had a mission not yet fulfilled. That's why this time is not the right time for him to depart and leave the church. But I want you to notice here, he did not lie. He didn't say, I don't know. But he used an answer in which he said the truth. He is not far from you, which was true. But in the same time, you know, he was able to protect himself. And again, this answer is impossible to be a human answer. This is actually the answer of the Holy Spirit. As the Lord told us, they will bring you before magistrates and rulers. Do not worry about what you are going to say or what you are going to speak, because the Holy Spirit in this moment will teach you what you ought to say. And in this story, we see how the Holy Spirit taught Athanasius what he ought to say.
I wonder always, Sayyidina, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit gave him the wisdom to respond to Arius. But I want to ask how he was deeply able to, when he read the scriptures, be able to see those fine answers and find the truth in what he reads. A lot of people, they read the Bible, but they don't see the truth, and they get confused with many things. How do you help us, Sayyidina, when we read the Bible, to be able to seek the truth and find the truth and be strong in what we read and believe what we read?
Some people actually read the Bible with their own eyes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So just read without understanding. Some people are better than the first group. They read the Bible with their eyes and understand it with their mind. But that's it. They can actually hold a debate. They can argue. They can try to defend something from the Bible. They can defend. The third group, they read it with their own eyes, understand it with their own mind, and keep it in their heart. As David said, I've kept your word in my heart, lest I sin against you. And actually the fourth group, they read it with their eyes, understand it with their mind, keep it in their heart, and apply the Word of God in their life. And who is the true theologian? Maybe somebody would say the person who understood the Bible, he is the true theologian because he can hold a debate. But no, this answer is completely wrong. The true theologian is the true worshiper of God, is the true person who kept, who is the person who kept the truth in his heart and applied in his life. So the Word of God for him is not just a philosophy. It's not just an ideology. He's defending a theory. But the Word of God for him is life and truth. Life and truth. And that's actually what made Athanasius to be a hero in faith. Because he read the Word of God. And he understood the Word of God. He kept the Word of God in his heart. That's why he was able to quote many, many verses to Arius. And also, which is more importantly, he applied the Word of God in his life. That's why he became the defender of faith, the hero of faith, the great theologian, the apostolic Saint Athanasius. So, when we read the Bible, we need actually to understand it according to the interpretation of the early church fathers. We need to memorize it and keep it in our hearts, and then we live it. So the Word of God will be living Word, not just mere ideology or philosophy in our minds.